Hello everyone. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another podcast episode. This week we will continue the devotional plan titled Facing the Giant of Addiction. I hope you allow God to work in you during the next 10 weeks. If you would like to leave a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/odalismunoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. He prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. John 15:2 NLT. Without regular pruning, a vine will live up to only a fraction of its potential. Vineyards have only one purpose, grapes. Energy spent on anything else, no matter how impressive, is wasted. Expert pruners have four things in mind. 1. Removing anything dead or dying. 2. Making sure sunlight gets to all fruit-bearing branches. 3. Increasing the size and quality of the fruit. 4. Encouraging new fruit to develop. To make room for the abundance God created you for, He will begin cutting away the parts of your life that are draining precious time and energy from what's truly important. To accomplish this, He'll even risk your misunderstanding His methods and motives. His purpose for you requires cutting away bad habits and attitudes, bad relationships, lesser priorities, anything that distracts from your highest calling. Are you praying for God's abundant blessings in your life? Are you asking Him to use you in His service? If so, you're asking for the shears. Pruning is how God answers such prayers. If you're being pruned today, follow these steps. A. Pay attention, don't waste this season of preparation, and B. Ask God whether you're being pruned for greater fruitfulness or discipline because of sin. There's a difference. If it's a sin, repent and get back on track. Your rewards will be great if your response to the pruning process is correct. Prayer point. Lord, thank you that you prune me by speaking your word into my life. Help me to listen and respond in obedience to whatever you're saying because I want to be as fruitful as possible. Thank you for joining me in Jesus. His life flows through me. Courtesy of United Christian Broadcasters, YouVersion Bible.